Grace to you and peace from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. No parent wants their daughter to come home and say, I've met this great guy, he's the one. And when you ask what he does for a living, she says, he's a shepherd. I mean, imagine a man, a little smelly, dingy, unkept, unbathed, and you've pictured a shepherd in the ancient world. Not very desirable. Remember David, shepherd boy, writer of Psalm 23 we got today. The youngest of Jesse's sons, the prophet Samuel, sent by God, goes to Bethlehem to anoint a king. And Jesse brings out his seven strong young sons. No, not one of these. Jesse says, oh, I've got one more. Not really that important. Weakest, youngest, he's out tending sheep. What makes our gospel remarkable, Jesus uses one of his I am illustrations. I am, the name of God, to call himself shepherd. What prophets foretold. Jesus did not come to be viewed as I am the good philosopher, the good coach, the good warrior. No, the picture of our Lord, shepherd, to live among sheep. The earliest Christian art, the oldest depiction of Jesus, it's like this on the pulpit, the statue out there. Jesus, a shepherd carrying sheep. It's an amazing biblical image, powerful, but not often in ways that you think. Oh, sure, you think cute, cuddly sheep, lambs, seemingly innocent, gentle, unless you've been around them. It's not a compliment to Jesus' pain to you when he refers to you as sheep. Sheep aren't smart, unable to care for themselves, weak, need constant attention, often dirty, stubborn, timid, feeble, easily frightened, no homing instinct, easily get lost, defenseless against predators, about as a pathetic, helpless animal there is. The reality of your life, this is you. I hope you figured that out by now. You're a mess, desperate, hopeless, wandering, fresh meat, dead without a shepherd. Beware, dear sheep. There's much danger. Jesus speaks of robbers, thieves, different voices. According to Jesus, what's the most dangerous thing in all the world? Have you thought about that? What's the most dangerous thing, he says, you face? What's your greatest danger? False teaching. Different voices. He says, do not be afraid of those who kill the body, from one who raises bodies. Do not be afraid of the one who kills the bodies, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell. False teaching to destroy the soul. Satan using false teachers. And they may even speak of Jesus, but it's the most dangerous thing you face. Seems harmless, not so bad, even appears godly. Tells you doctrine, certain teachings, sacraments don't matter. Which is to say, certain words of our Lord are worthless. And false teachers tell sheep what they want to hear. And the voices seem reasonable. Beware of following any voice that does not preach Christ crucified for the forgiveness of sins. Any voice that does not call you to repentance. Any voice that does not stand in his stead, preach his unchanging truth with his authority. Only a fool thinks, oh, I don't want to be religious, just spiritual. Or claims that Jesus did not come to establish religion or a church, but relationships. Jesus establishes a religion, the church, in Genesis, and fulfilled by him. And the voices of this world, even your own voices inside your head, lead you to wander. It's so dangerous. And, but we rationalize it. We often think it's not harmful to fill our minds with sinful pleasures and entertain ourselves to death, to fill our life with so many voices that drown out his voice, and we're too busy for the things of God. But with all the things we do, our vices, you know, our sinful, but I've got it all under control. I can control my behavior. It's not too bad. Repent. It demands the life of God for what you think is something little that you have under control. The shepherd lays down his life for you to have life and have it abundantly. Abundantly. It's not a life filled with things from Amazon and Sam's. It's not even your own accomplishments and success. But to have life and have it abundantly is his life that fills you. I am the good shepherd. I know my own know me. I call them by name. They follow me. What it means to be Christian. Live by the voice of your Savior. And we take the insult of being called sheep as our greatest compliment. He cares for you individually by name. I know my sheep. What each of you uniquely need to bind your wounds, to heal you. And consider how he cares for you daily. The sheep don't go through life on their own. They live in a flock. I mean, to go it alone, to leave the flock, to wander from the shepherd, to listen to other voices is deadly. And you grossly underestimate the dangers around you. To be Christian, you're in a flock. And his voice resounds from his shepherds that he placed here to feed you, care for you in his stead. It's why you call him pastor, Latin for shepherd, after his own heart, as Ezekiel writes, with his authority. And the picture of the good shepherd, it's so profoundly comforting. In Psalm 23, so well known, a treasure you have. It's amazing that all of you come in here every Sunday. You come into church here with all sorts of different things going on. All of us. Different issues, problems. The angry, the hurting, the wounded, the lost, the confused, the despairing, the diseased, the desperate, the longing to endure, the mourning. Whatever comes upon you. All our issues, all addressed, answered, and see your life in Psalm 23. The Lord, your shepherd. Here, his voice made you sheep. You follow his voice. He provides what truly matters, that you are not in want. Yes, provides you what truly matters. He makes you lie down, rest safely here in a hostile world, in these green pastures. He leads you here flowing with living baptismal still waters. Restores your soul with his word sacraments. Leads you in his path, giving his righteousness. And you bear his name, all for his name's sake. You bear his name from the font. And in spite of this world, the valley of the shadow of death, he lives. You will never die. I mean, there's more evil, more terror, more accidents, more disease in front of you. Enemies that work 365, 24/7 to destroy you and all your relationships. You are but sheep. But your shepherd with you. Fear no evil. Nothing can truly harm you. He leads you, comforts you with rod and staff, with his under-shepherds. Shepherds here to tend you, serve you in his stead. And here, there, he prepares a table before you in the presence of the world, surrounded by enemies of his sheep, and you drink from his cup, his chalice that overflows with his forgiveness and life. Oh, what promise that he's given you in a life to live. That surely goodness and mercy will follow you all the days to give you a life to live every moment. And you dwell in the house of the Lord forever, here and now, and for eternity. Psalm 23, all happens here. And so come this day and eat the food of sheep that give you eternal life. In the name of Jesus, amen.